Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast. I'm Harold Herrick. On yesterday's call, we shared seven keys to your financial breakthrough. If you didn't get to hear that call, either live or playback, you can go to haroldherrick.com and click podcast. If it's not up this afternoon, it'll be up tomorrow. Or you can just send me an email at harold@haroldherrick.com and I'll send you the audio file. Now today we're going to talk about seven hindrances to your financial breakthrough. Number one, and it's a big one, not tithing. We're sitting in the pews Sunday after Sunday without tithing. We're robbing God. No excuses. No alibis. Malachi 3:8-9. Will a man rob God? That you've robbed me. But you say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings. You're cursed with a curse. For you have robbed me, even this whole nation. Now that seems pretty straightforward to me. The word says that if we're not tithing, we're robbing God. The word also says if we're not giving offerings, we're robbing God. I guess this is a good place for me to ask you a question. If we're robbing God, violating his principles for tithing, well, we've hindered our financial breakthroughs. That's just a fact. Number two. By the way, if you're one of those who says the tithing is in the Old Testament only, go to haroldherrick.com and search for my teaching on tithing in the New Testament. Change your life and your thoughts. Number two, talking down leadership or those in authority. Acts 23:5, New Living Translation. I'm sorry, brothers. I didn't realize he was a high priest, Paul replied. For the scripture says, you must not speak evil of any of your rulers. Sometimes we're tempted to do that in political conversations. There are some who would never criticize President Biden, but they never had anything good or prayed for President Trump. Just saying. If we don't know how to live under authority, we will never be given much, if any, authority. One more thing about authority, and I've said this on numerous occasions. It's easy to be under authority where things are going well. But for the real measure of your obedience to authority comes when you disagree with those in authority over you. Hallelujah. Think about that. Think about it. Number three, not believing God will do what he says he'll do. If I were to ask you, what would you say is the most important verse in the Bible? You would probably say John 3:16. While that's really important, it has to be built on trust. Trust in God's word. Numbers 23:19, Classic Amplified Bible. God is not a man that he should tell or act a lie. Neither the Son of Man that he should feel repentance or compunction for what he's promised you. Has he said, and shall he not do it? Or has he spoken, and shall he not make it good? Look at that verse. Every word, every promise that God has given us will come true. Genesis 28:13, Message Bible. Then God was right before him saying, I am God, the God of Abraham, your father, the God of Isaac. I'm giving you the ground on which you're standing and sleeping, and to your descendants. Your descendants will be as the dust of the earth. They'll stretch forth west to east, north to south. All the families of the earth will bless themselves in you and your descendants. Yes, I'll stay with you. I'll protect you wherever you go. I'll bring you back to this very ground. Listen to this last sentence. I'll stick with you until I've done everything I promised you. Wow. God will stick with us through thick and thin till his promises come in. We must believe that God will do what he says he'll do, regardless of our current circumstances, or even what we perceive the consequences to be. When we obey without hesitation, our destiny is determined. Let me say that again. When we obey without hesitation, our destiny is determined. Number four, being a stealth sinner. Being a stealth sinner. If you've ever said to yourself, nobody's looking, nobody will ever know, my secret is safe, then without question, you're the biggest fool you know. Mark 4:22, New Living Translation. For everything that is hidden will eventually be brought in the open, and every secret will be brought to light. If you're visiting websites, you shouldn't, and you should know. Those URLs, meaning locations, on your computer will stay in your computer even if you try to delete or erase them. The impressions, the keystrokes, and cookies never leave your computer. They may not be visible, but they're there. All it takes is for somebody to scan the hard drive. Not only does your computer retain the path of your little secrets, but so does your mental hard drive. When we allow negative or sinful thoughts to enter our thought process, an impression is made, like a digital impression on a computer. Depending on how active you are in renewing your mind will determine whether or not those thoughts re-enter your thought process. If you allow yourself to feed on anything that exalts itself above the knowledge of God and his word, then you're a stealth sinner trying to hide what can't be covered up. Number five, putting down your spouse or anyone else for that matter. I'm just going to deal with the people who put down their spouses in front of others or behind their backs. When you get married, you become one flesh with your spouse, and much more than sexual intimacy. If you chastise your mate, you put them down, you're actually doing the same thing to yourself. Genesis 2:24. Therefore, shall a man leave his mother and father and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. Make no mistake about it. There are spiritual consequences when you embarrass your spouse, when you speak down to them or abuse them verbally. What I'm saying to you is, you are in fact doing harm to yourself. Ephesians 5:29-33. And the Message Bible sums up the relationship between a husband and a wife. It says, no one abuses his own body, does he? No, he feeds and pampers it. That's how Christ treats us, the church, since we're part of his body. And that's why a man leaves his father and mother and cherishes his wife. No longer two, they become one flesh. This is a huge mystery, and I don't pretend to understand it all. What is clearest to me is the way the man treats the church. What's clearest to me is the way Christ treats the church. And this provides really a good picture of how each husband is to treat his wife. Loving himself and loving her, and how each wife is to honor her husband. Yes, but Brother Harold, you don't know my wife, my husband. That's right, I don't. But God does. If you begin to treat your wife or husband the way Christ treats his bride, the church, you will witness the most amazing transformation possible. An extreme makeover from a heathen to a fruit-producing believer. And guess what? It starts with you. Number six, taking credit for what God has done for you. If it weren't for God, you wouldn't be thinking, breathing, or even living. John 10:10, you living justice. The thief's purpose is to steal, kill, and destroy. My purpose is to give them a rich and satisfying life. You've got what you got because God entrusted it to you. And remember who gave you the opportunity to be successful. 2 Corinthians 2:12, New Living Translation. When I came to the city of Troas to preach the good news of Christ, the Lord opened the door of opportunity for me. And the way, by the way, whether you take advantage of that or any other opportunity or not, is not the point. God has given us the opportunity. What we've done with it is our gift back to Him. We need to make it good. And we need to always remember, hear this please. If you continually remember and honor God for what He's done for you, then you'll always keep success in a proper and scriptural perspective. 7, being stuck in a comfort zone. Your comfort zone is an enemy of your future, a hindrance to your success, and a stumbling block to your destiny. Let me say that again. Your comfort zone is an enemy to your future, a hindrance to your success, and a stumbling block to your destiny. If you stay in your comfort zone, you will never leave or surpass your current reality. What's the one thing that tends to keep people from leaving their comfort zone? It's fear. If you don't face your fears, they'll keep growing. If you don't face what you perceive to be your inadequacies, they'll be magnified. If you're wondering what people will think if you fail in a new endeavor, you're worried about the wrong person. You need to be more concerned about what God thinks than anybody else in your hood or neighborhood. Hallelujah. There comes a point, a time, when we have to realize that what we've been doing is not working. And we need to let go, shake it up, change what we've been doing, and do something else. I can tell you that every heathen you know, if you know any, and I'm smiling, will try to keep you locked in your comfort zone. But it's time for you to break free. Need to ask God if any of these 7 hindrances have become roadblocks in your life. If so, start making the change necessary today. Today. Hallelujah. And speaking of today, join us tonight for Rich Thoughts TV, 6 o'clock Eastern. You can watch it, HaroldHerring.com. Click the button, says join Harold and Beth. Or you can watch it on Facebook Live. Just watch it at the at sign, Brother Harold. There'll be outlines in both locations. You're going to really be blessed by tonight's teaching. Finished it late last night. Hallelujah. Well, till tonight at 6 p.m. Eastern and every morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you, happy trails, and keep thinking rich thoughts.